Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
What's up? What's up, world?
Hi, guys. Hello, America. Hello.
We just got news that Trump won New Hampshire.
Yes. And also Bernie Sanders won New Hampshire. But that's kind of expected because I Googled it and it's like an hour from Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I Googled it because he was leading this morning or not this afternoon when I looked.
Okay, on to the next subject.
Okay, all right. So, that's cool.
So, what is this month?
It is Black History Month.
Black History Month.
Yes.
Which, Black History happens every day. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on Black History Month?
I think it's cool. I really like some content people have been putting out. I feel like a lot of people have different opinions on it, but I think it's cool because, one, because I'm a history buff, but it also is stuff we didn't learn in school. Like, everybody knows history books aren't necessarily accurate, so it's cool. Totally. I like that kind of stuff. But I haven't really done much, I guess since we moved and been doing all kind of stuff, I haven't done posted that much about like Black History Month or any Black History stuff. But we've had a good month.
Yes.
Beyonce kind of let out the most Black History Month themed song.
Hey, she shut it down.
And then she performed it at the Super Bowl.
She shut it down.
Yes. I was like, oh my God.
I think I became a Beyonce stan. Did you call it?
You didn't. I know you didn't. Because I don't even, like, she's cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's a good performer, but we're not stans. We just really like the song and the video.
She did her thing. And that was very, very strategic.
It was, it's so good.
Yes, it was.
It is so good.
What was your favorite part of the video?
Hmm.
The video, by the way, is called Formation.
Yes. Correct? Yes, it's called Formation. I'm torn, really, because there's a St. Aug drum majors dancing in it, and you know my dad went there, so I'm like, you know, St. Aug everything, and I just love St. Aug. And then there was Big Frida. I love Big Frida. You know how I feel about Big Frida. She was in that, and Messy Maya too.
Messy Maya,
which was like really good.
Rest in peace.
I really like how she really got New Orleans. Like, she could have, because whenever she started, I was like, where is she going with this? That's another thing I like. She had, like, political statements, too. She was like, stop killing us. And
yeah, my favorite part was the little black boy dancing and the cops with their hands raised.
That was my favorite part. Yeah, and it just that was like, wow.
Stop killing us. That really touched me.
Yeah, it was really good. I really liked it. I really liked it. I don't want to read people's think pieces on it. Like, I don't. Yes. I think I've gotten to the point where I can like stuff and I don't care if anybody else likes it. I'm just going to get off Twitter when everybody's acting crazy. Oh, and then the end. Yeah, the end was good too.
Yes.
It was like a full-length theater. What is it? Full-length motion picture. And I loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I mean, also, I could watch it again and still find something new.
Anyone who says why don't white people have
White History Month?
White History Month, I just want to say be quiet.
You know, the hashtag being black at LSU started because a girl was like, there's no white student union. And it was just like, come on. Like, the whole campus is yours.
Exactly. The whole year is yours. So, like, just let us be thankful for something, you know?
So, yeah, and it's important. I think people don't realize the reason it's important is because a lot of our history was stolen from us. Not just our history, but also like
our culture, who we are as a people.
Yeah, but then the stuff that we've done, like, nobody wants to talk about it because we're supposed to be less than. And it's important to just bring up what we are because sometimes we need to be reminded. Because sometimes we forget. And it just, sometimes we need that boost. That's why Black Girl Magic is a cool hashtag too.
Yes.
So, I advocate for Black History Month, and I'm not going to be those people that say you have to, too, but I personally, I like it.
Yeah, you know, I just like that space that it's, you know, ours. You know?
Yeah, it's cool.
Even though it's the shortest, you know, month of the year, still great.
USA Today has a cool civilrights.usatoday.com, a cool landing page. It's, like, not all from this year and it's not all from this month, but it has some cool Black history stuff. Like history, like culture analysis, quizzes. I don't know. It's really cool. I spend a few times playing on it every week. So, I like it.
Yes. So, what was the big event that happened earlier this week?
Today is, I don't know what today is, but the Super Bowl happened. I swear, all of Black America was, whenever the Panthers scored their first, was it a touchdown they scored? I don't know. Whenever the Panthers first scored, they were like, somebody tweeted, this is for the culture.
Yeah, we were rooting for you, Cam.
Because, a lot of people really didn't care about the game. I mean, mm-hmm. I personally wouldn't have cared about the game anyway because I don't really like the NFL.
Yes.
Other than the fact that I was working it, I wouldn't have any interest in it if it weren't for Cam. Like, mm-hmm. Peyton's cool. He's from Louisiana. But, yes. I mean, I really don't like the NFL like that. So, that is cool.
Well, this segment is not sponsored by the NFL since someone doesn't like
You know what happened today? They were they proposing, I don't know if this proposed or become a rule now, but convicted sexual offenders and rapists won't be able to participate in the combine. And it's one, they don't ever get convicted, whether they're an NFL player or not, especially if not if they're a college football player.
That is true.
And then two, we're supposed to, first of all, you should have been to this. So we're supposed to think you're just so progressive and so amazing now. Really?
Well, maybe they're taking steps. Can you give them that? They're taking steps? No? Yes? Well, that's a no.
And no, yeah, it's a no.
Anyway, Cam, we hope you get over your Super Bowl loss and forget all the haters. That's all I have to say about that. How are you enjoying Greenville so far?
I am in love with this place. It's actually really stepped my Instagram game up, too. Greenville is Instagram destination numero uno. Yep.
So what are some spots you've been to?
So spots, I'll tell you the spots I loved, which I think is every place I've been to. There's Mr. K's bookstore. I haven't been to M. Judson's, but I walk past it a lot. Methodical Coffee was cool, but Spill the Beans is number one in my heart forever.
They have the best milkshake. I said that the last podcast.
And it's still true. You can say it again. Yes. You can say it four times.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's really good. Uh-huh. I went to Snackworks. I haven't been back there. It's this place right down the street from the office. And then, I don't know. Where else do we go?
Well.
But besides my job, which is the best. I love my job so much.
This past weekend, we went to the mountain.
Oh, we went to Bald Rock. And we went to Traveler's Rest. And I must say, I just want to hug Greenville. I just want to hug this county. It's weird. I almost asked somebody what parish they lived in. So that was new. They were probably what? Mm-hmm. What language are you speaking?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Bald Rock was amazing.
It's really pretty.
Yes. I don't know how high up we were, but I was a little scared because I'm not too fond of heights, and we're up there.
We're on top of a mountain, on a cliff, a decorated cliff that oversaw, it was a forest? Or?
I guess it was Greenville, kind of, because I could see the buildings in the distance.
I could not see the buildings, but I also hadn't had my glasses on, so. Yes. But it's really pretty. You can look at my Instagram to see pictures, or yes. Your Instagram, too?
No.
So, at Curly Scribe, because I need y'all to follow me, please. Thank you.
And we need comments as well.
Yeah, please, can you, subscribe and give me a star?
Yeah, at least one star, please.
But five would be nice, because we're in need.
Yes.
Oh.
I think that might be it for this podcast, right?
Well, no, actually not true. Let's just say this, though. Greenville is good for food, fun, and Instagram.
Yes.
Okay? And we have a new segment we're going to do.
Yay! High five.
And I don't really know what the name of it is, but it's just talking about something about marriage, because it is marriage and things.
Yes, yes.
And I like being married to Tess. He's actually a really beautiful man.
I love.
Well, I was going for the dramatic flair, I was talking to my boss who was walking. He was like, do you need my jacket? And I'm like, no, man, I'm just very dramatic. So, yeah, but basically this one is going to be, I think we wanted to do a whole podcast on this mm-hmm. topic, but we just did it because we just slept anyway. I'm lying. We probably went somewhere cool. But this segment is about supporting each other because, yes, we got married young and we're also the same, in the same field.
Yes.
So we've had a lot of experience, believe it or not, in testing our like support for one another professionally and personally. So let's talk about that.
Okay, well, where do we begin?
Okay, I want to tell the story because Tess is such a wonderful man. And I've been telling the story a lot lately. And I think he's going to have a panic attack here. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? That's him panicking. So we, as journalism majors, had our fair share of fun employment. It's not fun, I lied. Unemployment. And we were actually before we got married. Yeah, we had unemployment before we got married. So we've been supporting each other since the beginning of time, since history class.
Yes.
So when Tess graduated like a semester before me, after he graduated, he got his cool internship with this cool website that's nationally read and gets millions of views daily. And he left me. But I supported him in his decision. Did I not?
You did. And I was gone for 8 months.
That was a long distance from Louisiana to Atlanta.
Yes, and we called and we texted more or less every day, I guess.
Yes, it was hard though.
Yes, and she broke me out of my shell because before I didn't care for calling or texting or anything like that. You know, I'd see you when I saw you, and she kind of broke me out of that shell. And you know, I'm more of a keeping in contact kind of person, so I'm very thankful for that.
Aww.
Yeah. So anyway, long-distance relationship, then we got married, and then there was a span of about 3 or 4 months where I just could not find a job.
Well, you couldn't work.
Yes, I couldn't work, yes. And
we supported each other first. So whenever I started freelancing with the newspaper in Baton Rouge, and you were in Atlanta, we support each other, like even little stuff like tweeting each other's articles and like, you know, sending, I know we send each other, we email a lot.
Yes.
I send you at least 20 emails a day.
Screenshots, we live off of screenshots.
Yeah, like his podcast, Tess had a podcast.
Yes.
Even as small as sharing, we do that. So, you know, that's a little way to show love. Because I get on Twitter and get a mention from my boo-boo that he shared one of my articles. That you know, that was cool. I like that.
Yes.
Okay, now go to your next two. We got back to Baton Rouge.
Okay, we got back to Baton Rouge, and I had a job interview. And Bria came along with me to the interview. Well, she actually stayed in the car. So I went in, did the interview, and I was like, hey, I know someone who's 100 times better than me at this position. The only thing is that they're in the car.
I know. We go everywhere together, huh?
Yes. And the guy who was interviewing me was like, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure? I was like, yes. And at the time, Bria was... You were looking for a job? You did not have one at the time?
I had one, but I hated it and I was depressed.
Okay, yeah. No, but that was before it started. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, no, this was like in June when the story you're telling.
Yes.
This happened in June, and that's when I was still looking for a job. But I didn't have one technically because it was out for the summer.
Yes. So, yeah. So, Bria is in the right place at the right time, and she came in, and she got the job.
Tell them what you told me when you got in the car. You remember?
I really don't.
You was like, God spoke to me and told me to come get you.
Yes. Yeah, God told me that, look, you got to go get her. You got to go get Bria. She's the perfect one for this job. And if you don't, I will strike you down. So anyway. Anyway, she got the job on the spot. And, you know, it just opened up so many doors for us.
So. Yeah, it's pretty much true. Your sacrifice is the reason we're in Greenville and not in Louisiana.
Well,
so that benefits you in the long run.
She was actually great at the job too. So yeah.
You know. Actually, and it's funny. I was actually was mad at him at first because I was panicking because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes.
It was so sad, but it's actually pretty much the best thing that could have ever happened.
Yes.
But then a couple months later, a couple months later, football season picked up, and I was contacted about freelancing again, but it's more like consistent freelance. It's more like a part-time job, not really freelancing. Mm-hmm. So I said, I can't do it, but my husband can. And I sent over, because, you know, I have his resume on file. I got everything together. I sent his information to the person who contacted me, and he did that for the entire football season. Yep. So we always got each other's back. Totally. Where's totally. No competition just because you're in the same field.
Yes.
Like with Tess, my Tessie had a podcast. And he can't do it anymore because, I mean, it was about Baton Rouge and gun violence and killings and stuff. And I promoted the heck out of that. I gave him some tips. He gave me some tips on my, like, what did I do? My newsletter, my blog.
Yes,
we share ideas all because we're one unit. We're trying to reach the top together.
Yes, yes.
It's not only about one of us.
Yes, and it's not perfect. We're still working on, you know, certain things, but, you know, it gets better every day.
I know. I get on his nerves. He calls me a micromanager. And it's funny. Our personalities are so different in that aspect. I have, like, a sense of urgency constantly, for better or for worse. And Tess is laid back constantly, for better or worse. So it's just like we complement each other. So that's our little supporting each other.
Yeah, so if you have a boo-boo out there.
Yes. If they're not supportive, ugh, bye.
Yeah, something's wrong.
All the people in the world, there is going to be one person that supports you.
Yes.
Probably more than one, but I'm just saying, don't stick with nobody that's bringing you down or trying to compete with you because they can go away.
If your energy is not the same, let's say you were happy before you got to see that person. Well, and when you see that person, your energy is not the same, then I think it's a no-go.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking about?
What do you think
about? That time, remember to see the stuff on the board? That time you were so sad.
Yes.
And
yes.
I said, we have a white marker. What is it called?
A whiteboard. Just call it a whiteboard.
Dry erase marker board or something. We have a dry erase board. And Tess was sad one day. We both had our fair share of depression based off of lack of employment. So I walked in our room or our study room and I'm like, what do you want to do? What are you good at? What do you care about? And we're writing all this stuff on the board and trying to figure out, okay, what's the next step we're going to take? Because that's another part of supporting each other, bringing you up.
Yes, that is very true.
When you're down, because good times or bad times don't last forever. Mm-hmm. So and do what you can to make it better.
She got me back on track, I must say. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep, so support is very important in a relationship. And
especially marriage.
Especially marriage. Yeah, so yeah. Do you have anything else to add, my dear?
I think that's it, but I just really want everybody to subscribe and to rate our podcast. 5 stars obvs, but if you want anything else, it's fine. Just rate us.
I just want to know that you're listening. So even 1 star, I just want to
Yes. Know. Tell us you're listening.
Yes.
Comment, share, tweet, Facebook. Tell us.
Okay, and what's your Twitter account and all that?
Twitter, Instagram is @CurlyScribe. I've actually been really on my Instagram game, so @CurlyScribe on Instagram would be very nice of you.
And @TessalonF. That is @TessalonF.
So glad my name is 4 letters.
Yes.
But yes, react, please. Now I'm going to go listen to some RiRi.
Thank you, bye.